Welcome to the day's play on AFL Nation. Jordan Canellis with you from Marvel Stadium, having just seen Fremantle get the chocolates over the Western Bulldogs by 17 points. 11-12-78 were the Western Bulldogs to Fremantle, 14-11-95. The Dockers get their 13th win of the season. The Western Bulldogs are 10-10. Fremantle, as of the end of this match, sit in the top four and keep their top four hopes alive, while the Western Bulldogs, their task to make the top eight becomes a little more difficult with two more games to go. The Dockers held what was about a 4-5 goal lead for most of the match. Here's how I, Julian Marcus, and our expert Brenton Sanderson called the game. Now Matt Taberner looking to finish things off. It crosses the 50, strikes it from 45 metres on the left foot, working it backwards. Not a bad kick at all from Matt Taberner. He did that easily. Up in the west of Sydney, thrown in. Bailey Smith in the left forward pocket, works it back with the boundary. On the tightest of angles, he found the gap, Bailey Smith, and he has somehow threaded it through.
Link up with the target, about 60 out from home. It's sent in by Williams to Spillage. Sees the goal, delivered. The crumb out of nowhere.
He kicks it from 45 metres. Lockie Schultz sitting back on the set shot, and he sinks it right down the middle. Cox drops the mark. Hugel Hagen is lurking. Vandermeer gave it over to Norton. Left foot kick curls around and scores.
Orlov with a goal already. This one from 51 metres out. He's hit this one flush as well. Straight through the middle. Two steps. Bang. 52 metres. Not a care in the world.
He's going to go for it. Rory Lobb hits it from 50, comes back with the curve of the boundary. Rory Lobb, unreal. How is he doing this? He was on the boundary line from 50 metres on the wrong side for a right footer and brought it back and nailed it.
Waitman over the top. Looking to jolt the ball free. Garcia picks it up. Handed off to Dunkley. Centres it up. Norton!
Much needed goal here from Norton.
So one goal so far this evening. And now he's got his second. That is a big, big goal.
And so it'll be Aaron Norton's kick in the right forward pocket. This will be a hard one to weave through. He's got his back to the crowd, his shoulders facing the goal mouth. Aaron Norton, that is expertly done.
High and tight on the boundary line. He's going to shape it up to the teeth of goal. Off hands, coming through Bontempelli to Waitman. Yes! The Doggies are starting to stir.
Wow. Flying over the top was Norton. Crashed in over Chapman. Clunked the mark outside 50. Goes on with it. Left foot kick. Top of the goal square. Bruce! Big moment. Josh Bruce straight in front. Left foot kick. Never missing.
And Sarong with the clearance. Handball out to O'Driscoll. Lovely work here from the Dockers. Turns back in. Hits it from 50. Could go all the way. He does. What a kick.
Waitman comes up with it. McNeil makes amends. Handball's on to Smith. He runs through right half forward. Sheds the tackle from Clark. Gave it to West. Pokes it inside 50. Hugel Hagen takes the mark. Frederick has two goals. One in the first, one in the third. He's good on a set shot. A right foot kick from 50 metres. Michael Frederick, he cannot miss from the set shots. The Dogs going the long way around, right up the boundary line of the city side. McRae brings it in field now on the left for English, who marks and sees space in front of him. Plays on, crosses the 50. Tim English has scored from range to keep the Dogs with a breath of life. So Waitman, from about 20 metres out, comes in with a few stutter steps and delivers the final goal of the game for the Western Bulldogs. It comes with a few moments remaining, but it won't be enough. Fremantle will go on to win the game. That's nothing more than a consolation.
But it's a watershed moment for the Fremantle Football Club. A free kick for the Bulldogs at the finish. Bontempelli looking to give it off, but time is up for the Western Bulldogs. Finals are official now for the Fremantle Dockers as they conquer the Bulldogs on Retro Round. They come to Docklands, they win it again. They're officially there in September. While for the Dogs, they're on the outside looking in. Final scores, Fremantle 14-11-95, the Western Bulldogs 11-12-78. How pivotal will those 4 points be for the Dogs in the finish? But for the Dockers, cancel your September plans. You're officially there.
Rory Lott, as you heard, scored 4 great goals, all from outside 50. Michael Frederick had 3 for the Dockers, while Aaron Norton and Cody Waitman top scored with 3 apiece for them, while Josh Dunkley was the major possession getter, 32 touches, and Luke Ryan had 32 possessions as well for Fremantle in defence. As I said before, it was about a 4 or 5 goal margin for most of the game for Fremantle, particularly from the second quarter onwards. Every time the Dogs scored a goal and got within about 3 or so goals, Fremantle would hit back straight away and kept the Dogs at arm's length at Marvel Stadium. Our AFL Nation expert Brenton Sanderson was on deck. Here is how he analysed the match.
Disappointing for the Western Bulldogs and their fans, because this was a must-win game, and unfortunately it was more of what we've seen for the majority of the season, which has been a defensive system or a defensive scheme that doesn't stand up against good sides. They zone, they let you mark the ball, they don't run hard enough defensively, the Western Bulldogs. Their pressure is good, but it's not elite. So they tackle well, but they're not an elite pressure side, and they just can't get enough of the footy to be able to make you pay going back the other way. Now, tonight they won clearance by 7. And they won contested possessions by 27. So they're significant stats when you look at contest method. But unfortunately, the Fremantle Dockers took 140 marks tonight. Western Bulldogs only took 90. So Fremantle took 50 more marks, and they took 18 marks inside their forward 50, Fremantle, and the Western Bulldogs only took 9. So they were the significant numbers, I think. And like I said, a little bit of soul-searching tonight for the Western Bulldogs. They've got to change their system. They can't just zone defensively. Their good players played well again tonight. Dunkley played well, McRae, Bontempelli. I liked Richards, obviously Waitman with his 3 goals. But it was a better even team performance today from the Fremantle Dockers. They had an even contribution from their entire 22. Their forward line was excellent today. Their defence was excellent. They battled away in the midfield, and I thought that they matched those midfield players pretty well today. But comprehensive win for Fremantle. That'll give them great confidence, because they've struggled scoring this year, and 95 points is a great result on the road for that Fremantle side. And I know Julian mentioned it earlier, they seem to like playing here. I think Marvel Stadium is a sort of a bit of a happy hunting ground, I think, for the Fremantle Dockers. They look sharp there today, and they're going to certainly head back to the West feeling pretty good about themselves. And are they a contender for 2022? I'm not sure, but they're definitely going to give themselves every possible chance.
That's it from us here at Marvel Stadium. So the Dockers still with the hope of finishing in the top 4, but finals looks pretty secure now for Fremantle. The Dogs, however, they have a task ahead of them with 2 weeks to go. Here's the song from the Rooms from the victorious Fremantle team.